Carl from Webcourses Bangkok, and this is the second in the series of talking about how to become a professional web designer. Now, in the first one, I talked about learning HTML and CSS and making that your main goal. You know, you should wake up in the morning, do some HTML, go to bed, do some CSS. Not quite that bad, but seriously, concentrate on it. It's very, very easy to get waylaid on like Photoshop and learning how to do shiny buttons. Shiny buttons come and go. Design trends come and go, but essentially it all boils down to HTML and CSS, right? So if you know that well, even if you're a programmer, even if you are a programmer doing databases and things like that, at the end of the story, it will be HTML and CSS, so please do learn that. Now, HTML and CSS itself doesn't change that fast, but what people are doing is looking at the code and thinking of different ways to do interesting things. So you'll often find like a flurry of tutorials coming out talking about different ways to do maybe tab systems in pure CSS, or maybe text effects using CSS. And with CSS 3 now coming out and being more widely adopted by the main browsers, it's easier for you to do some really, really nice effects. But keep looking at the tutorials, keep looking at what's going on. And then, I mean, we've all got HTML5 to look forward to, and that's really, really going to change the web. It's going to make things a lot more interactive. So again, you know, there's so much exciting stuff to have a look at. So today's conversation is, I really want to talk about semantic code. Now, it doesn't sound the most interesting, but for those of you who like web marketing and SEO, which means search engine optimization, semantic code is so, so important. Now, semantic code essentially means putting everything in the right order for the right reason. Let me explain. So, with HTML, the main tag that you will know now is H1. Yeah, you've got H1. Now, below H1, you've got H2 and H2, H3. Now, it's surprisingly how many times people get this wrong. Now, H1, there should only be one, okay? There's only one main heading of a page. And in my opinion, the H1 should be about the page. It goes in order. So, for example, if you want to think about how to order things, I always like using the example of a menu. Now, think of H1 as the word menu. Then H2 will be starters. Then another H2 will be main meal, and then another H2 will be your dessert. And then inside those headings, you've got lists and explanations of what it is. And so that the story goes on. Now let's look at maybe main meals. So inside main meals, you might have another H3 that says vegetarian, or another H3 that says pasta. And inside those H3s, you've then got a list of things that are pasta and vegetarian. So you think that everything makes sense. Now, the advantage of doing this is the fact that when search engines come to your website, they understand your content. And if they understand your content, they can give it good relevance and good listings.